Track 2.
A. I think one can find the plans for a 3D object online. I know there are some websites that people download them from. However, if you are good at using computers, you can design your own objects too.
B. Oh man, what is the limit of your imagination? There's a company where 3D printers are used to make phone stands. But we're talking thousands of phone stands. Another company develops hinges for doors. It sounds small, but these companies are making thousands of hinges every day and making money hand over fist.
C. It's not that difficult, actually. First, you insert a plastic cartridge. It is then heated up by the 3D printer and sent through a nozzle onto a plate. When that layer of plastic dries, another layer is placed on top of that. That continues again and again until the object is printed.
D. Yes and no. I think we could make household items cheaper, like cutlery or even office utensils. However, how 3D printers can be used for other household items, I'm not certain yet. I need to do some more research.
E. I honestly think that they can. There are so many endless possibilities with it. For example, you could build a filtration system or even low-cost essential household equipment. Imagine you were able to print tools to help dig a well.
F. Oh, that's a good one. I think I heard of people printing houses or large pieces of equipment for houses, like kitchen tables or bed frames. I know one company mass produces walls that are shipped all over the world. It's amazing, really. I can't wait until they print a car. It could even be used for humanitarian purposes.